Hey, Britt, can you hear me?
There you are.
There you are. Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I couldn't hear you. All right, perfect. So, my next question was, as we're now continuing with the setup, how did you want us to contact you? Did you want us to contact you via phone, email, or text?
Text is probably the best.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely do text. Just so that you're aware, we can notify you via text messaging with important information such as your install appointment, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. You can also choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Perfect. And I do appreciate your patience.
No problem.
And then as part of our order process, we do tend to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score at all. We don't see anything with regards to your credit score. It just tells us that you are who you say you are, and also that whether or not you are required to pay a deposit. If you want to bypass the credit check, we can definitely do so, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, soft check.
Yeah, it's a soft check. It's not a hard inquiry. It's a soft inquiry. It does not affect your credit score. We don't even see anything with regards to your credit score. It just tells us deposit required or no deposit required.
Yep, I'm sure it'll be no problem.
All right, just bear with me.
I actually had one of the first data centers in Ulster County here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to work for, like, United Healthcare over in Kingston, so... Like, we went through a lot of different, like, systems and everything.
Yep. I was streaming a Kingston radio station before anybody even knew what that was.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing email in the 80s.
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy because the internet really became popular. It became public, what, in 1993?
Something like that. I'm registered internet 1991.
Yes, but there were some companies that had the internet before it became publicly available.
Right.
Yeah, so it was crazy. Like, it was just, I mean, our laptops were huge back then.
Yep. Like I said, I was in the beginning. I was doing email before the so-called internet was around. To send email, we had to know each Unix.
Yes. Yep, exactly. It was crazy.
Machine hop, all through dial-up lines.
Yes, and I remember we had dial-up. We had AT&T dial-up. And then all of a sudden, like, AOL became popular, and we still never went for AOL, which I don't know why. But my household never had AOL. We always had AT&T dial-up. But it was crazy because, like, you know, you had to unplug the phone in order to connect to the internet. And, I mean, our cell phones were huge back then, too.
Yeah, I had separate copper lines originally, so I never wasn't sharing a line. But
yeah, we had a line for the fax and a line for the phone, but then we would have to, like, unplug one of them to connect to the internet.
No, I had separate for fax also.
Oh, that's awesome.
Still carry that number, but it's through a virtual service.
Yeah, now they've done it all digitally. It's insane how technology has, like, progressed in the last, like, 30 years.
I've had T1s here and actually a microwave backup link across the river.
Oh, wow. Well, whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once. All I do is type it in, click submit, and it tells me whether or not a deposit is required.
096 447727.
Perfect. And I'm submitting that now. perfect. No deposit required. So that's awesome.
No surprise and, there.
Yeah. And did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing? To get that $10 discount?
Yeah, I will when the service is installed.
Okay. We do recommend that it gets done at least a week prior to the installation appointment. It's not required to do it right this second, but you will be able to log into your online portal and set up the auto pay that way as well if you didn't want to do it over the phone with me.
Right.
And is there anything that are, other than the conduit, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property?
No. I'll work with them.
Oh, yeah. I'll put that in the notes, too. So I'm putting in that you already have an existing conduit that the fiber will have to run through.
Right. And that comes right into
and it comes
the entire data center.
Okay, so it comes right into the home.
Yes. Right into the server room.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put down that there's a server room. So I'm putting has an existing conduit that the fiber will have to run through, which enters the server room. Other than that, homeowner, I'll put down that you, Brett, willing to work with the techs.
Absolutely. They might learn a few things.
To make sure networking is properly set up.
We had Spectrum out here last year pulling in a newer cable through.
Yeah.
And I had to teach the kid how to pull cable through a conduit.
Oh, wow.
After he chopped my pull cord.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, I mean, at least he learned something, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. Is there anything that you want our techs to be aware of as far as, like, questions or comments?
Not until I talk to them.
Okay. I can put out, reach out to Brett with regards to setup info. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. So I've got that all submitted. You are all set for that. When it comes closer to the time, we will reach out. I did want to go over a couple of disclosures with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to get your service connected, but I mean, obviously, you know what you're doing as well. So they may install the drop cable, which is that cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. But I'm sure you're going to want to be because, you know, you want to make sure that they're putting it through the conduit properly. If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried. But if it's already going through conduit, I don't see that being an issue. With your current provider being Spectrum, to maintain the consistent connection, we recommend that you wait until fiber services are fully installed before canceling with them. That way you maintain the connection even through the installation process.
Sure.
Now, we do offer the, I know you said you wanted to use your own router, just so you're aware. If there's any troubleshooting issues, we won't be able to troubleshoot your router. Which is fine. We just don't have the capability of taking a peek into your own router. We will be able to still work with the modem and seeing if there's any issues there. But we do recommend strongly that you use our router just because if ever there's anything that needs to be troubleshooted, we have a back-end system that allows us to do so. If you want to use your own router, that's perfectly fine as well. We know that our routers are pretty top scale at this point.
Is it a one-piece modem and router?
No, so it's a modem and a separate router.
Okay.
The modem is a small black box, and then the router is a white one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as that goes, any modem, router, or any equipment that's provided by ArchStop is the property of ArchStop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So, like, say, if you decide the service isn't for you or you got to move and we don't service the new area, you have 30 days to send us back the equipment. We will send you a return kit, which is essentially a pre-labeled box, for you to mail that back to us. If we don't get it within the 30 days, we do have the right to recharge for unreturned equipment, and that can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you might have regarding terms of service or billing questions in general, you can either visit our website or you can give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your ArchStop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you should receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign in. Your username will be the email address that you provided to me. It should have a temporary password in the email. If by chance it doesn't, you can go to the ArchStopFiber.com website, click Forgot Password, type in your email address, and it'll send you a proper link.
Okay.
And as far as the terms of service go, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So you are all set. I do know that it's closer to Thanksgiving as far as installation times for in-service dates. So we'll definitely be reaching out around that time to go ahead and get you scheduled. And we'll work with your schedule. Our typical appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Okay. Well, when we get closer to that date, we'll be reaching out to you, and we'll figure out the best day for you. Because we want to go by what you're most comfortable with and what the best day is, best day works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you are all set, Brett.
Okay.
Pretty easy, right?
Yep. Okay, CJ.
Well, welcome to the ArchStop family, and I really look forward to speaking with you when it comes time to scheduling and getting you all set up.
Okay.
Other than that, did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and get your order started, and we've got you in the system now, so once we get closer to that time, we'll reach out and we'll get you scheduled and installed.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling ArchStop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
I hope you do too, CJ.
Thanks, Brett. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.